So you're done cutting the grass for the day or what?
Yeah, the rain got me today.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a day off.
Yeah, so it's raining out Lawrencetown way, is it?
Oh, it did. This last night. It was pouring, so yeah, the grass is soaked.
Yeah, that's
And I ran out of whippersnipper twine, so that's the end of it.
Rough day. Yeah. So how are things? How are you holding out?
Good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm still doing some work, you know, at my day gig kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting busy with that stuff. But yeah, playing a little bit and gearing up for some live shows hopefully soon. So
yeah.
Yeah, I got one coming up 18th. We're gonna play a fundraiser for a kid that's from our neighborhood, and he's got to go to Toronto for treatments.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some fundraising there. So we're going to do that at Lawrencetown Community Center. Just $20, what the suggested donation.
Mm-hmm.
Just try and raise some money for him. And then playing White Point in August. And it looks like we might be getting set up in Shetty Camp in August. So
beauty.
Come back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now tell us more about this kid that you're helping out. What day is it?
18th. July 18th, yeah, to the Lawrencetown Community Center. And there'll be, you know, it's limited seating, so you just reach out on Facebook. There's an ad, or not an ad, but a poster there, you know, and on the Lawrencetown Community Center page. And if you reach out there, then you can get tickets. And I think that they can seat about 100 in there with all the social distancing and that sort of deal. But, yeah, yep.
Amazing.
So we're trying to, and poor guy, he's just, you know, it's a second bout with it, so he's not even 10 from what I understand.
Oh.
Yeah, so we just decided, let's try and help him out and put on a little show and, you know, also get some proceeds going to the community center because if they don't get some cash flow going in there, then that's kind of at risk of disappearing as well. So a couple little things that we're trying to get going. Yeah.
Now, I noticed on Facebook as well that you also received some great advice from Cape Breton legend, J.P. Cormier. What was going on there?
Well, you know what? J.P. put out this post that just kind of went viral, I guess, in the music industry about the decline of the industry itself, which is, it's essentially caving in. And he had basically agreed to help any musicians out there do what he's been doing to supplement his revenue stream so that he's actually making, he said, basically what he made take home by staying home. And so he wasn't just me, he did a video and everything for everybody, but he put this video up and gave some advice on how to help artists, and it was basically to improve your YouTube presence. And so I went on a little YouTube drive now trying to boost the numbers up. It's funny because, you know, you see so many streams and you're kind of happy with that. Oh, look how many people looked at the video. But then there's these little stats things there, and you can see how many are actually subscribed and how many aren't. And on mine, I could tell you there's 3% of the videos that were watched were watched by subscribers. And I don't even think, you know, I don't think to subscribe to something on a YouTube channel, but it helps. So it helps with revenue and basically getting paid through advertising and stuff like that. So yeah, so now I'm on a big YouTube drive and I'm trying to support other artists that are on it as well, and just following them on YouTube as well and subscribing.
All right, well, what's your YouTube?
Jason Price Country. Everything I got is Jason Price Country. The only thing I think that isn't is maybe Twitter. Jason Price Music or something.
Yeah.
Someone else took my country one.
Well, we'll get on over there. Everybody do it right now. Drop what you're doing. Get on over to YouTube and subscribe to Jason Price Country on YouTube and watch his videos.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's free. You're not charged for anything. You look up whatever artist it is and click subscribe. And then there's a little bell after you hit subscribe, and it'll notify you when new stuff comes up. But after you get 1,000 people, I guess, then you can go live. You can do live shows from YouTube, so it works well.
That's really cool. And yeah. What else you got in the works now, Jay?
Got a new album that's coming.
Yeah?
So it's actually getting mastered right now.
Mm-hmm.
The last, I think, 6 songs are getting mastered, and I'm hoping to have it out in August. I was going to hold on to it for a little while, and you know, but I don't think any of this stuff's really going to go away too far, so I'm just going to get it out there and see what happens with it. And it's actually, I'm hoping to put it out. The last one I put out was 2015,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. It just, time's passed so quick. And
wow.
Yeah, and so this will be pretty much to the day 5 years later. So the next one won't be that long, and it's going to be maybe a year, maybe two. I've already made that promise with my producer. So he's excited about it. This was the first one that Jason Berry did in his new studio in Miramichi, so we're both real excited about it.
Well, that's awesome, Jay. Looking forward to hearing new music, new album, hopefully August, and then another year before a new one. So lots of new stuff coming from you. Love it. Still loving the tune, man. Can't wait to play it again this afternoon. Man, I just want all this stuff to end so I can get everybody back in studio face-to-face.
Honestly, man. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
And microphones, that's one of the ones. Yeah, if we can get, we need to put some sort of device on there that...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get rich by coming up with something there.
Yeah, hopefully. We just got to get the ideas first.
Yeah.
Jay, man, thank you so much for your time today, buddy. I wish you and the family all the best. Can't wait to hear the album, and when it comes out, we'll have to get you back on for a feature.
Definitely, man. I'd love it. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, now you go get some whippersnipper and finish the lawn.
That's a trip to Canadian Tire. Yeah.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.